Today is Sunday the 11th of April 2010, and it's the second revolving gallery exhibition. Today is the final and third day of the exhibition, and I've got Nathan Chenery here, who's one of the individuals behind the revolving gallery project. And I'd just like to ask you, Nathan, could you give us an overview of how this weekend's gone, with a background on the project as well?
Right, well, the project started, this is our second event, so we've had one project so far where we've just bought, originally we bought four artists, showed them for one night as a selling exhibition, and that went very well. So this is our second one. We've got six artists showing this time. We're at a lovely venue in York called Grays Courts. And basically the gallery is about showing artists in different venues around the city, so we're revolving the artists and we're revolving the space that we show in as well.
So you launched the event on Friday here at Grays Court. It was a lovely reception with wine and nibbles. How many people did you get through the door, and how was the reception on that opening evening?
It all went down very well. We were limited to numbers because of fire restrictions. But so we had 100 people come through. Everyone seemed to really enjoy the evening. We like to have the artists come along and talk for a couple of minutes about their work, which always goes down well, and again went down very well at this event.
So, do you have targets? Is it a strict business model, or is it more about the art and the creativity behind the artists and the exhibitions?
Well, we started the project to actually get some more contemporary art in York, because we felt there was a bit of a gap in the market to bring good visual art into York. There are spaces, obviously. That was the first part, was all about the art. We're very passionate about the art. We check quality, and you know, we search high and low for artists around the country. But obviously, as a business, we do have the financial side to consider. But we also want to help artists out. One of the best ways to help artists is to sell their work, and it helps them to continue to produce it. Otherwise, they're stuck doing a normal job when they'd rather be creating more works to sell. So
who's been exhibited this exhibition, and have you had any success with sales this time round?
We've had a few sales. A bit down on this exhibition compared to the first one, but we've had Eva Bauer. We sold a couple of her works. They're quite nice decorative works. We've got Natalie Bell, we've got Nathan Chenery, myself. We have Andrew Crane, Jacob DeGraff, and Nicola Orpen. So we've got six artists, like I say, and yeah, we've done quite well. We've sold a few from each artist, so it's good. Hopefully they'll be happy with what we've done.
And would you say there's a common theme with the artwork that you select?
We actually try and curate a different selection, so we don't theme it. We have six quite different artists. They're a bit closer linked this time, but in general they've got different styles, different price ranges, so there should be something for everyone to see, hopefully.
And on the open evening, you mentioned that you often spend a lot of time with the artists before you select them as artists you'd like to exhibit. What sort of process do you go through in getting to know the artist once you've selected them as possibly someone?
Well, we've had open submissions, and then we've had artists we've approached. We do a studio visit, so we go up to their studio, we talk to them, ask them about the materials, their working methods, we look through the work. So we spend a good couple of hours in their studio just talking to them, and yeah, it's a really good experience, something we really enjoy. And it used to be the practice, the studio visits used to be a lot more common, but because of time and just money restrictions, people sort of stopped doing it, but we try our best to get up there and see them.
And it doesn't look like you're afraid of travelling the length and breadth of the country, or in fact Europe, because you've got people here from different countries.
We have indeed. Unfortunately, we've got Nicola Orpen, who works in France at the moment. She is actually from originally just outside of Leeds, so we couldn't go and see her in the studios. But we try and get about. And last time we were showing people from London. We've got quite a few people from Northumbria this time. Jacob is a Dutch artist who's showing with us. So yeah, it's quite a good spread.
So if someone's interested in finding out more information about the Revolving Gallery project, or getting in touch with you, or even following your blog, where can they find out more information?
Well, on the web, we've got our website, which is revolving-gallery.com. We've also got a blog site, which is revolving-gallery.blogspot.com. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, so you can find us about and get the information from the web quite easily.
So the trusty sword of Google shall answer all your...
Yeah, put Revolving Gallery in Google and you should find us.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Nathan.
Thank you.